A Freilich Chanukah, a good Tavoch, everybody. Lili Nishmasi Mimi Rossi Rusmas Mordechai. The Schuz B'ni Akiva Simcha Ben Fego. I just got back from Yerushalayim. I was in the Waldorf Hotel. And a bunch of people came over to me. They said, oh, yeah. Most of the people, it's very embarrassing. Most of the people said, I used to do your shir. Yeah, I used to do it. It was like I was telling my wife, you see, I used to. You see, so finally, during davening, this guy next to me, obviously he didn't recognize me, Bichlal, because so after davening, I said Shalom Aleichem to him, and I told him about this chiddush that I had last week, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that if you mavis sedra during laning, you're not yoyt. So we're going through it, and when I'm done with him, he goes, can I just ask you one question about the meaningful people episode? It's like, oh, even the guy I thought. All right, anyways, I'm not going back there again. Zog the Halege email. I can't say the guy's name. He's the last person that was in the email. He's a caterer for 30 years. And unlike me, he was not smart enough, he says, to switch over to real estate. He's on his fourth cycle. Although you're not the... Listen to this. My boy said, this is just for you. Mendel Zaks. I'm best friends with his brothers. I learned with Hill Zaks and Yaakov Mordechai Zaks. And I know him for years. Listen to this. You'll love it. Although you're not the best Balmazbir, I think in my opinion, that would be Rabbi E.M. Teitz from Elizabeth, New Jersey. You're the most charismatic. Make the people feel like you're part of the shir. Then he goes on to give me another shtach. Now for my suggestion. It's very nice and uplifting when the Olam breaks out into song. But I think it would be nicer to be able to hear the Olam singing rather than just you. So now come on. Although you're not the best Balmazbir, and you have a terrible voice. What else? It doesn't say not to say his name. I'm just taking out his name. Anyways, Yishkoyach. I love the Aris. If you notice, many times when we sing, I take the microphones off. I put them here. The only time I don't is if Nachman Seltzer is sitting next to me and he's like trying to overpower the things. So then okay, that's why. Otherwise, I try to get. Here's another one. I shouldn't mention his name. He's from Baltimore. He learned in Eretz Yisrael. And oh, I want to share a letter to the editor I saw in this week's Yated. Dear editor, thanks to MDY Flatbush, I get tremendous chizik from the group, which is dedicated. I didn't see this letter yet, so it's Gishmak, which is dedicated to Daf Yomi staying up late on Matzah Shabbos to live stream Rabbi Eli Stefanski's Daf Yomi Shir from Israel. Wow, the Achdus and Ahavas Yisrael of MDY are palpable. Keep up the great work, and remember, it's not about the Daf, it's about the Yomi SS of Brooklyn, New York. I second motion this. Okay, Yishkoyach, thanks for bringing it to our attention. By Nachman Taub, as a vision of Tzil Chusid. The lay vision of Rebbe from once he asked that his Chassidim learn a blat gemura every day, Lili Nishmosoi. Bekitzer, he went on, da 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 da. And then he says he has a very geshmaki gematria. Daf Hayoimi is 155, is the gematria of Olam Haba, which is 154. And if you add the MDY Koilal to it, Bekitzer, somehow it adds up, he says. By the way, Gemara is also Rashi Tevis. Good morning, Reb Eli. May Hashem give you, if you spell, yeah, I guess. Baruch Hashem Yukim Esdiri Atoiro. Vosnach. I began learning Daf Yomi with Brachos. Rosh Hashanah. Now Mitainis, I caught my son, 5 and a half, looking at my Gemara, points the words as if he's reading out loud and starts. Good morning, Rabboisai. Evan Rosenhaus, LMSW. Chesky Kiznet, thanks for everything. Tell me when I should stop these emails. At nine. Good. You see, here's a guy that likes emails. Here's a guy that hates them. I do have suggestions about the emails. Baruch Hashem, your shir is growing. Perhaps try to read one or two per shir by picking the best ones. You're lucky I got this before I'm instilling this. But the other emails, put them up on your website so you can read them. Well, most of them, this way will encourage everyone to continue writing. As I know, I'd love to read them. Just a thought. Chesky Kiznet. More. This guy came all the way from Yerushalayim to learn Torah, and I'm reading emails here. Hi. My 11-year-old nephew learns the daf every day with you online. He's motivated by reading the newspaper, which feeds you and me. This is New York Police Department Deputy Inspector Richie Taylor, Brooklyn, New York. Keep up your amazing work. He'd love a shout out. His name is Shimshi Klein and he lives in Flatbush, New York. Thank you, Shimshi Klein. Rabbi Esterson. Okay, we could, this is from East Boca. Oh, another shtuck here. Been meaning to write you for almost a week. This past week, there was a day when you started with a correction of something the day before. Later in the same shiur, he's going to say what an anav I am. You got confused and asked what the article said. Towards the end of the shiur, you mentioned that you said the wrong pshat in the Gemara the previous day. While I can imagine there are some people who would have found the new magid shiur right then and there, that was not my reaction. I've listened to other magid shiur who said the wrong pshat and never corrected their mistakes. I've tuned out after that. I'm proud to be a part of the shiur when the magid shiur isn't embarrassed to admit that they made a mistake, where they're more interested. This guy is a mashiach. I daven and keep up being human, and that Gaiva de Leon never holds you back from this. Okay, Arya Esterson, East Boca Magichir, Ishkoyach. Okay, this, not that many left, unless we get more today. All right, Raboisa, you know what today is? Unbelievable. I should have mentioned it right away. No, guess what today is? 700 daf into Shas. 700 daf. That's 100 weeks. Seventh night of Hanukkah. Unbelievable. All right, here we go. We're holding towards 8, 10, 12 lines from the bottom of Chav Aleph Omud Beis. Abba Umana, Hava Osile Shlomo, Mimisifta Derikia Kol Yoima. Every single day, Abba Umana, Umana in Shas is somebody that does bloodletting. It was a big thing to heal people. They believe they need to take a little blood out and everything would be good. Demonstration here, come here. Who said demonstration? Come here, I'll demonstrate. You, totally. Let me show you how it's done. Anybody have a needle? Some guy said, I heard, and I'm serious, in the hotel, he said, I heard you do props, whatever. What? Tell me your best prop. I said, when we're talking about the Mason, I brought a dead guy. We did the whole, the tire on the table. No, for real? No, not for real. Abu Mana Hava Osi Le Shlomo Misifta Derikia Kol Yoima. So he was a bloodletter, but I'm sure he's a gadol b'Torah. Every single day, they would say from Shemayim Shalom Alecha, how you doing? You okay? Go weiter. Ula Abayo Kol Mali Yoima the Shabbos. Abayo only got that once a week, Erev Shabbos. L'Rava, poor Rava, Kol Mali Yoima the Kippur once a year. He had tsar. What am I doing wrong? I thought I'd do everything right. I'm Rosh Shiva. I do everything. I'm learning. I'm Abaye and Rava. You hardly hear about Abu Umana and Shas. Abaye gets it once a week. He felt bad. Maybe he's doing something wrong. They told him, you can't do what Abu Umana does. Umay have a uvdei the Abu Umana. What exactly does he do? The have a Ovid Milsa, when he would let blood, have a machas gavri l'chud unoshe l'chud. We're going to have another story, very interesting, that this is a very big thing. He would separate men and women, no mingling, no, something that we take almost for granted today. There's a machitza, men here, women over there, he's makvin on tznias. V'islei levusha disbekarno. And when he let blood from a woman, he wouldn't see her skin. He was makvin on tznias. He had a way. He had some sort of tube, a karno. The havas bezio, he would have like a sleeve that had a little hole in it, and he put it over ki kusilta, and then from there he was able to take out the blood without looking at the skin at all. Okay, ki havas asile itzo have a malbishlo, and he would put it on a woman ki eichad delo nistakabo, so it doesn't look at her. Visle duchta the tznia, and he had a private place the shadebe pshita the shakel. If you wanted to pay him, you went to this. You didn't have to pay him directly. He didn't have a register, and he saw how much money you're paying him. Shemalechem Ramosha Hirsch. He came from Yerushalayim also. Jeez, we could have taken a van if I would have known. Okay. So you hear this? You pay him whatever you can afford. Here, the box is outside. You drop the money in there. I'm not going to ask questions. This bay, this lay shadi bay. Whoever had money, put money in there. The less lay loy mixif, and whoever doesn't have is not embarrassed. Doesn't have to ask favors from the bloodletter himself. He have his family tzurim rabbanim. When a talmud chacham would come to him, agri minay loy shakel. He wouldn't even take money from him. Agri minay loy shakel. Ubasa the kai yarmelay pshitiv amelay zil varinavsha. not only would he not take money from Tamid Chachamim, but he would give them something, a little something. It reminded me of, I heard from a number of people in Chicago, my Shver is a famous surgeon, and this is before he was doing Daf Yomi. Today is a big Tamid Chacham, he gives the shiur and he learns all day, but not all day, but whenever he has time to learn, between surgery, after surgery, in the morning. But people told me, guys, yeshiva guys told me, they would go to him, and obviously took whatever, if they had insurance, they had, if they didn't, not. And every yeshiva guy that walked out of his office got a shirt, nice brand new white shirt. He'd give every yeshiva guy. Zach, maybe he got it from here, but I don't know if he... But Rabbosai, I want to shtel on this Gemara for a second, because I think it's very, very important. We see from this Gemara a major yesod. Abu Umana was a bloodletter. And the Gemara tells us that Abaya couldn't reach the madrega of a bloodletter. In other words, that every one of us, no matter what field we have, if we sell diamonds, if we're architects, lawyers, in our field, we could accomplish more than the other person could accomplish. If you're an accountant, you could do X, Y, Z. You have to figure out what your, how you could perform chesed, how you, he went above and beyond to create a situation of tznius, whatever it is, which Abaya, the tremendous Talmid Chacham Abaya, couldn't reach. So you can't say, oh, I'm not a Rosh Hashiva, so I can't reach this and this madriga. No. You work in the sanitation department, you could do this, this, and this that nobody in the world could do. Only you in the sanitation department could do it. This is what you see from here. It's a tremendous thing, tremendous. We're going to see, there's a jail guard, there's a clown, the different things that you wouldn't believe. No, they reach madrigas that maybe you can't even reach. Zog the Gemara. Oh, Ubasa de Kaya, Yoim Echad, Shod Abai Zuga de Rabban Lemivdike, the Mivdike. Abai wanted to check him out. Whoa, what's so chashav about it? Oisivinu. So, Tutamid Chacham go into Abba Umana. They didn't say, obviously they didn't say that the spies. Oisvino, he sat them down, Vaichluni gave him to eat, Vashkinu gave him to drink, Umachlu bistarke bilalia. And he gave him a very geshmaka woolen cover for the night. It's Safra in the morning, Karchinu, top of Chav Bezom and Olive, Vishaklinu, Vakamun of Fakalu, the Shuka. They stole it. They talk about how they're able to do it. They're part of their testing him. They took the blanket, folded it up, and they were out of there with the guy. You know, like people in the hotel. Somebody, I'm not joking, in our hotel, okay, she's already older and maybe over a bottle to go. She gave my wife the towels that said on it Holiday Inn. She wrapped them up. Maisa Shaya was from our hotel that we own, and she gave it a matana here. She took it from the bathroom. Mari the Gemaisa. Anyway. it was funny because at that age, whatever. When a fucker loves the shuka, takes the blanket, steals it, puts it in the suitcase, and is out of there. So they go to the marketplace. Vashkechinu, they bump into him on purpose. I think Amrulei, l'shaim yemar eichashavu. Could you take a look at this blanket? Tell us how much it's worth. Amrulei, hachi v'hachi. It's worth good money. How do you know? Maybe it's worth more. I bought it. What do you mean? How do I know? I bought it for this and this amount. Yeah, you're right. You bought it. We stole it from you. Could you tell? Like when you saw your blanket that you bought and you recognized it, so what do you think? Maybe you had a big mitzvah to do. The Sifu, the Meimali, and you're embarrassed to tell me. So you stole something from me. Then you come back to me knowing that I'm going to know that it's from me. And like this, I'll give you money. And you don't have to ask directly for money. Maybe you're very embarrassed. But Yehuda says maybe it was their own relatives. That for whatever reason, they were embarrassed to ask for money. So, I love when that happens. You bump into a guy in the street. Hey, you know, oh, by the way, I stole this from you. Could you, here, take it back home. I have nothing better to do. Slip around the blanket now for the rest of the day. Okay. So, could you take it back home? I already thought, as soon as I saw that you took the blanket, I already donated it. two tzedakah, I don't need it anymore. So he didn't take it back. Now imagine Rava. Abaya gets a special Shalom Aleichem Shemayim once a week. Abaya is jealous of Abba Umana. Rava is jealous of Abaya. If we only had it once in a lifetime, it'd be unbelievable. No, so Abaya, Rava is like, what's going on here? What did I do wrong? Why is Abaya getting it more often than me? Omrulei. Don't worry about it. Because of you, Rava, the whole world is saved. Because of you, take care of the whole world. You don't need it. It's fine. Once a year is enough for you. City, Karcha, the city. Ooh. Yeah, we're having so much fun that we didn't. Okay, Parnasa Koilol is Chaim. Mesechtas Tainis is dedicated by Kessler and David's family. Rufu Shlema from Miriam Eslabas Dvoiro. Parnasa Chodesh is Yoili. Is that his last night? So we'll say all the names. Linish was Dov Pinchas Ben Moshe. Linish was Rucham Achaya from Abbas Dov Pinchas. Linish was Zichil Shragim and Avram Alevi. And Parnasa Chodesh, Reuven Klein. Nechama Bas Kolev. Last day. Parnasa Chodesh, Nana's brothers. And Hanar of the Hannah Sebzia and Crispin. Benazara families and Shlomo Lazarev inspires to join MDY. The MDY Munsi, Tinagan Pasei Chevra, as a schus for four shlemen for the son of one of our local MDY Chevra, Aldo Yeshayo Ben Malkachayo, came home, Baruch Hashem. All right, Zokte Eli Gimara. Rebroiko Chayza, have a shchiach beshuko de Beilefet. Rebroiko used to hang out in the shuk, in the marketplace in Beilefet. Have a shchiach Eliyoga Beit. He was accustomed to meeting Eliyahu. Could you point out anybody over here in this marketplace that deserves Elam Abba? Omer Eloi, nobody. A little time went by. There was a guy that looked like a goy. Today, I was thinking about it. If you wore white shoes to yeshiva, they'll throw you out in a second. In those days, if you wore black shoes to yeshiva, they threw you out of the neighborhood. You can't, it's awesome to wear black shoes. You go to chassin, you have to wear black shoes. It's black shoes is chashiv. No. Black shoes, sign that you're not Jewish. You didn't have any of these. Tcheles. Why do I have tcheles? If you knew, because I once gave a shir on tcheles. I had no idea. I was just giving the shir. I did a lot of research. I gave a whole shir in it. And by the time the shir was over, I was like, I basically convinced myself I have to wear this. But they said, oh, but Reb Chaim Kanevsky doesn't wear it. But Yashiv, that was the only big question. Otherwise, it seemed like, to me at least. So then somebody sent me a video that Reb Chaim Kanevsky said, a guy was a nudnik, the Chaim said, no, you shouldn't wear it. And then the guy said, but I did all the research and I believe. He says, if you did research and you believe it, you're mechuyev to wear. He told the guy, you're mechuyev to wear. So at the end of the day, you don't really, there's almost no downside. And the upside is that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, so mela I wear, and Menachem Atef laughs at me every day, and v'chula v'chula. Okay, but that's part of the thing. I do it because I think it's real. Fine. Omale. So he didn't have any tcheles. You have to have tcheles in your tzitzis. He didn't have tcheles. He didn't have tzitzis, period. He had like a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. Now, from this story you see, you don't judge people by the way they look, by the way they dress. It's not important. This guy is a ben olam haba. Rod Basreis, he wants to find out what the trick is. Omalei, my uvdach, what do you do? Go, come back tomorrow, I'll answer you tomorrow. My uvdach, what do you do? Omalei, zandukno, ano. I'm a jail guard. I'm a shomer. I watch people in jail. Is that Reb Zecharia? A big famous Maggid Shiras just came in. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, now you put me on the spot. Now I have to start behaving. Come, Shalom Aleichem. Chai Resnick, why? Shalom Aleichem. Oh, that's...
Had too much in the world.
Another guy. So, come here, Shalom Aleichem. Not Zechariah. Come, Shalom Aleichem. You look like him. Get over here. What's your name? Say to the island. What's your name?
Albert Seven
from? Harnov, that's right. Okay. Wow. My wife's going to kill me now. Don't tell my wife what just happened. Ano, okay. Omale, Zandukna ano. Vosar negar lechud. Venosha lechud. No, somebody told me he's coming. So I said, okay, that must be him. That's what happened. Bahamas, I'm not joking. But now I remember that I met you already before. Vosar negar lechud. Venosha lechud. So, why am I zochet oil mamba? Because again, I separate the men and the women. V'ramina puriyai ben hani lahani. And not only that, I separate them and I put my bed in between so that nobody should go from side to side. Geherid alay leisu l'day yisura. There shouldn't be yisura. Ki chazina bas yisrael diyave nochem aloy nayu. When I notice that there's a Jewish woman there that the goyim are looking at, musar nafshoy, I'm moiser nefesh. Now moiser nefesh doesn't mean like we say today. Oh, it's moiser nefesh to come to shir today. You don't chav. I had to take a bus. I had to walk a pill. That's not moiser nefesh. Moiser nefesh means moiser nefesh to literally put your life in danger. How? And I would save them. Yoim echad avesnare moirosa. There's a woman who was mekudesh. She already had kiddushin gabon. The avoba nochreminai. Shakli durdayo de chamra. I took some stuff from the wine. Ushadi lo b'shipula, and I threw it at the bottom of her dress. Va'amri distanohi. And then the goyim thought that she was a nida, and they ran away. Omar lei my time lei sloch chuti. V'ramis misani yukmi. Why do you look like a guy? Why don't you have tzitzis? Why do you have black shoes? Omar lei, I don't know. V'nafikno b'nei nochrim. I am a spy. I hang out with the guy. He hechid the leidu the Yehudah. I don't want him to know I'm Jewish. Kavigazir gzerto. And when there's some gzera going on, midanu l'rabbanon. I come and I tell the chachamim before it comes out. Uboy rachmei mevatel gzertayu. And the mevatel, if they're able to get to it before, it's a lot better when they're able to know about the gzera before it comes out. And the mevatel gzera is like that. Umay time ki amin aloch ano my uvdoch. When I asked you, what do? You didn't answer right away. V'amartli, zilo yidim v'tal v'bach, come back tomorrow. Omalei v'ayishatu gazer gzerto v'amino. There was a gzer going on. V'reish ha'ezo v'ashmolu l'rabbanon. Let me run and tell Rabbanon real quickly, instead of wasting my time and tell you what's going on. I had an emergency. V'lovoy rachmei alo demils. Adv'achi also hanach trei ase achei. The two brothers, the two people came. Omalei. So Eliyahu Navi says, hanach nami b'nei amadaseinu. These are also people from Olam Haba. Get Olam Haba. Ozeg Abayu. Omar Lehu Mayuv Daichu. How are you Zoych to Olam Haba? Omar Lehi. Inshe B'doich Anon. We are Leitzonim. We give Leitzonus. Mivavtchin Natsivi. We lift up the spirits of those who are sad. Inami. Ki chazinim betray. This lu Tigra Ba'adayu. If we see two people that have a fight. Tarchinon Va'avdinon Lu Shlomo. We go and we make peace. It's not so posh to make peace between two people. Who was just telling me? Reb Nissen Kaplan, I don't know, it was during Shir, maybe right after Shir, the other day, somebody said that two people were in a fight, some sort of business fight. And Reb Nissen Kaplan, the Roshiva, he said he wants to buy the fight. Could he buy the fight? And he paid them up, whatever the fight was about, on condition that they'll be friends. That's it. He said, I bought the fight, it's my fight. Anyway, people that make shalom, people that are able to make other people get out of their depression, b'nei olam haba. They used their talent of good humor for the right thing. Aleinu matrim b'chol makayim. So, oh, we say elu dvarim she'elam shir. Hava shalom b'olam chaver. It's one of the biggest things. Hava shalom b'olam chaver. Aleinu matrim b'chol makayim. Tonu rabbanan. On the wind that destroys the crap, on the yellow, we discuss if it's in the crap or if it's on the face. The types of locust, arba, chosel, v'chayron, a dangerous animal. Even if it just hits a little bit. Even if there's only one of these grasshoppers, one. Matrin alei, and we start screaming, and we command it to Rabban Shalom that you should get rid of it. V'alchayo, Tana Rabbanon, chayiro, b'zman shemishulachas matrim alei. Okay, so our voice goes like this. I sent a video, Mendy sent it to me, I got it from a few other people, and I sent it to Gary, but he's not here tonight. He said he can't do it. Okay, the video is like this.
I can play it while I'm talking about
it. Yeah, you could play it, right. Whatever. The video is very simple. Because the idol knows that I like a safari, so he sent me this video. There's a jeep and a safari with eight people on it, and they're looking at some elephants, and all of a sudden, one of the elephants goes a little mashuga, kedarka makoidish, takes the jeep with one of his tusks, just tosses it, One guy, is an athlete, just jumped right off, lands on his feet, perfect landing, runs away. But he took the Jeep from here, put it over there, like, you know, 10 feet away, no problem. So my question is, if that happens, do you start davening for something like that? Do you start, oi, we have to metria? The answer is, avada, not. Why? Because you went into their territory, you went into their habitat. You have no business being there. You want to take the risk, take the risk. You're going up to the elephant and you're looking at him. Shkayach. So of course he's going to get you. So at what point do we daven? When do we daven? When don't we daven? So the Gemara is going to give us four cases that are strange, weird things. And for that we daven. Otherwise we don't daven. What are they? This is what it's going to come out to. If an animal comes during the day, shows up in a city, that's strange. That never happens. A lion doesn't show up into a city and then start killing people. Forget about killing. They don't show up, period. They're night animal, whatever. They're going to hang out. If anything, they'll come at night. So during the day is Mishulachas. Mishulachas means HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent it. It's a sign from Shemayim. You got to do tshuva. Okay. Now, if there are two people, and this animal, the leopard, let's say, is in an open field, doesn't have a place to run away, and is staring at the people, just staring. That's weird. Again, this is not their nature. If they see two people, they like to get away. Even a lion, even a tiger, it doesn't matter. They don't. It says in Bereshis, the chayis are going to be scared of us. That's their nature. Believe it or not, there's people that lived with animals. They don't attack humans. That's how it is. And especially two people, they're going to get out of there. They don't want to, they don't look. If he's just sitting there and staring, something's wrong. Mushulachas. Now, if they're next to an agam, this is an agam, a marsh. If it's next to a marsh, in other words, they could get out of there quickly. They could pray. They could do whatever they need to do and get out. Then, if it's in a, if they're chasing people, two people, if they chase people, that's mishulachas. Okay, it gets, there's a lot of detail here. That's why I did the thing. Chasing, even in a place where they can get away, then it's weird. And here's another one. If it's liad agam, you see these two people over here? It was after I came back from Yerushalayim, I did this thing. So I did it quick. They're dead. You see? They're lying. This guy's lying this way. Now look at this guy. He doesn't have feet anymore. He just has a skull, you see? So if the animal kills two people and eats one, that's weird. Okay? Because even in the safari, they'll tell you, when a lioness usually kills more than one, something's strange. Even if they could kill more. Sometimes they do it for fun, whatever, but it's a little strange. Yeah? Yeah, whatever it is. But so they won't kill two people and eat one and not eat the other. If they kill two, they'll eat both if they're hungry. So the fact that they ate one and not the other is mishulachas, it's weird. Now let's see inside how we get to this. So in the beginning, the Gemara is going to tell us some rules, but the Gemara is going to qualify them, and basically it's going to come out like this. The first rule is that it has to be in a city during the daytime, that's weird. Let's see inside. When it's different, sent from Hashem, mushulach from Hashem, then you have to scream. If it's like the elephants, you go into the safari and they start killing people in the safari, okay, that's where they live, that's where they hunt. So what is it? Nearest Be'ir Mishulachas. Now, I already told you the maskara of the Gemara. I said Be'ir and during the day. The Gemara is going to have to qualify. If you see it in the city, that is strange. Lepers don't usually walk around the city. Basada, I was in the camp over there at night, and the guy goes, oh no, there's a leopard in our camp. So of course, I go, oh, where? And the whole group, they ran into the rooms, and I started looking for him. My wife is screaming. I said, I'm with this guy. Don't worry about it. He knows what he's doing. So both of us, we went to look for the leopards. Geshmak. But it's at night. At night, they'll come in. During the day, never. Mishulachas. Nearest Be'ir, Mishulachas. Basada? in the jungle, ain't a mishalach, that's normal. Bayayim, now the Gemara, now the Brisa says another thing. Bayayim. We're going to combine the two things, ir and yayim. Bayayim mishalachas. If you see it anytime during the day, it's from Hashem. But layla and mishalachas. Now, obviously, where do you see it during the day? In the jungle during the day? That's from Hashem? No, it's normal. That's why the Gemara is going to combine the yayim with the ir. If she sees two humans and she runs after them, that's weird. If she hides from them, that's normal to hide. If she killed two people and ate one, that's strange. If she ate both of them, she was hungry. Also, by the way, anytime a man killer, what is it called? A man eater? Very, very strange. It's not a normal thing for any of these cats to eat human beings. Very, only if they're sick and old and they can't get anything else, then they'll go to it. It's very, very rare. So don't worry about it. If you see a lion in the safari, you could get out of your car, walk around, pet it. It's not a problem. Also, like Gag. No, the guy's going to write me an email. I tried it and he bit off my hand. Don't do it. Okay, I was joking, okay? Like everything else. Also, like Gag, v'not lo tinug marisa. Mishulachas. If it climbs up a building and grabs a baby from upstairs, it's weird. Says Gemara Guf Kasha. Okay, let's understand what's going on. I'm risnir sobi'ir. By the way, we're gonna come back to the agat. Don't worry about it. It's just a little swing in between. I'm risnir sobi'ir mishulachas. If you see it in the city, that's from Hashem. Loishne b'yom v'loishne b'layla. We didn't qualify day, night, nothing. V'al amris b'yom mishulachas. Only during the day is from Hashem. B'layla mishulach. Like Kasha. So you have to explain. Okay, Gemara. Those two things go together. The halacha of day was going on the first part. Be'ir has to be during the day, and that's why this is the picture right over. Okay, that's the first halacha. Or if it's in a field, even during the day, that's not mishulach, that's where they live, that's where they hang out. That's not from Hashem. If there are two people and she ran after them, that's from Hashem. But if just standing around, staring, like, let's say, the coyote in Chicago gave me a good stare and I went like this, nothing, didn't move. It didn't attack, but it wasn't scared. What's that? That's normal. But wait a minute. You said, if she hides, that's normal. Mashma, that if she doesn't hide and she gives you a good stare, that's weird. That's different. Says Gemara, loy kashe. Kan besoda hasmuch al agam, kan besoda shein hasmuch al agam. The difference is, one is in a field next to the marsh where it can run away. Kan besoda shein hasmuch al agam. She's not going to steer you down when she has nowhere to run to. That's different. Tarvish nebi yaldam kechot. If she killed two people, v'och lechel me mishulachas, and she... There's a book, I might have mentioned this a while ago, just to explain to you how easy it is for them to kill a human being. To kill a zebra could take, a few minutes. But this woman wrote a whole book about how she lived with lions. It's a book. I read it when I was a teenager. She said, I believe that lions are not going to kill humans. Da, da, da. She goes into the jungle. She became friends with a lion. Took her a long time. She had to earn the trust. And she lived with them for years. But the last page says, my mom got killed by the lion. He just gave her one smack, killed her on the spot. One zetz. And he finished off the book like that. And in that book, it says that there was a hunter, an African hunter. He killed a leopard. He shot him or something. And he went to see the thing, but the thing was a little bit alive. And the thing gave him one whack with his hand and killed him. He didn't even bite him. He just with his... Anyway, they're very, very powerful animals. Point is, kill two people. No problem. Two people. All right, Papa. So, if she killed two people but only ate one of them, mushulachas. That's from Hashem. Shneim, if she decided to eat both because she was hungry, ate mushulachas. That's normal. But a second ago, he said, you don't have to kill. Chasing is enough. Chasing is. Omra Papa. Kitanehi ba'agma gufa. Okay, so it goes like this. If she is where she's at in the agam, so she could kill two people. That's normal. But if she's in the agam and she only kills one, she kills two and eats one, that's where it becomes strange. And what if it's not in the agam? What if it's in a field, open field? Then chasing is strange. You hear? So it goes like this. Chasing right over here. That's why I did this. Just running after somebody. That's min hashamayim. What are you doing? Oh, I should have taken out the agam over here. I think there's a mistake. Okay, now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, Menachem? Anybody? It should be sada. Open sada, chasing. So this whole picture, because it's in the marsh, it's not good. Chasing is weird. But if it's in the agam, then killing and only eating one is also weird. Like right over here. Killing and eating, so I have to redo this thing. Okay. Even in the agam? Okay, so then it's good. Good, good. Ratsa is always weird. Ratsa is always weird, even in agam. Okay, I did it good. Good. Shkayach. Thank you. Thank you. So imedes is what? Imedes is where? So one minute. What should I do here? Ah, Sadevei Medes by two people. Two people, right? This is weird. Sadevei Medes, two people. Rotsisa by the Agam. And eating one out of the two people is also weird, even in their own thing. Okay. Right. Here. There's no Agam here. Sadevei Medes. I did two people. I hope that was right also. Alacherev. Oh no, I'm missing. Just seeing if you're paying attention. Okay. Also Lagag, Vinoto Tino Gmariso, went up to the attic, to the roof, and grabbed the baby out of the, what is it called? The crib. Meshulachas. That's from Hashem. Pshito. It's not normal for an animal to climb up. To grab something like that. Omar Apapa, Bekuche de Tzayode. We're talking about, so I don't know, this is the best I was able to come up with tonight. Let's see if I have it here. Oh, it's a very, very weak picture. Maybe from a distance it looks decent. Not bad over there, but when you look close, it's not. Anyway, this is like a hunter's house. You see how low it is? This is maybe a normal height. Here's a human being, very low. They go low to the ground so they could grab, they could hunt birds or whatever. So this is not such a chiddush that the animal climbed on top of this and grabbed something. It's very low. Nevertheless, it's still mushlach. It's still considered from Hashem. Zog the Gemara. Ala cherev. Torah Rabbanon. Cherev shomru. So if soldiers come by, you have to daven stark. Torah Rabbanon cherev shomru. And it's sarach loy mecherev shenis shasholom. El afilu cherev shasholom. What if an entire army from another nation wants to march right through your country? They're not there to go to war. They just want to march through. That's also something you have to daven for. And the Gemara says what? Shein l'cho cherev shel shalom yoytze mipari nechoy. You remember Pari Nechoy? Why is his name Pari Nechoy? Because he tried to use Shlomo HaMelech's throne and he got a zetz from a lion. So that was it. He was handicapped for the rest of his life. Parinachoy. Vava began nichshal bo amelch Yeshio. Yeshio is a very big tzaddik, and Parinachoy, as the Gemara is going to tell us, wanted to go through Eretz Yisrael. Oh, I forgot to draw the map. But he needed to get to, let's say, he needed to get to the to Iraq. So the only way to get from Egypt to Iraq is through Eretz Yisrael, really. So he wanted to go through Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, turning to Davchav Beis and Beis. Sponsored by Adam Vales. In memory of my mother Gail, if Rath and Abigail, Gitlabas, Pezel, Chavi, Rivka. Sponsored anonymously as a chus for Shidduchim for my siblings and myself. Vayishlach Elov Malochim Leymar. So he sends messengers. Ma leave Aloch. Where's my thing? Oh. Ma leave Aloch, Melech Yehuda. Loyalach Ato Ayoim. Kill Beis Milchamti. I don't want anything from you. Velukim Omar Levahaleni. And my God said, don't worry about it. Go through. I don't want to destroy you. He's already threatening. If you don't let me, I'm going to destroy you. No, don't. don't start up with me. Just let me go through. I'm not going to do anything wrong with you. If you don't let me through, I'm going to be mashchas you. I'm going to destroy you. Ma alukim asher imi, alukim alukim. Omar avido marav zu avedizar. He's referring to avedizar. Omar says Ishio. You see, he's talking about, obviously he's not talking about Hashem, Hashem. He's not saying, oh, Hashem said I should go through. He's saying, my getchke told me to go through. So since he's relying on his Avodah Zarah, I'm going to destroy him. They shot, the shooters shot up Yoshio with arrows. Get me out of here, I'm dying. What does it mean? They shot him up so many times. I don't know how he lived. He was able to live and just to say, get me out of here. But how did he live? What happened? They made him like a sieve. Like when you're trying to sift flour, how many holes do you have in that? That's what his body looked like. Just full of holes from the arrows. What was this big Avera? He's such a big tzaddik. What was his Avera? His Avera was they didn't ask the Rav. He didn't ask the Navi. He should have asked. He figured it out on his own and he was wrong. My Darash. What did he figure out on his own? V'cherev loisavar baratzachem. It reminded me of Tusus loyavarkan. V'cherev loisavar. Nothing's going to ever happen here. Don't worry about it. Now what? Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, you won't have a war in here in Eretz Yisrael. Provided that you're tzaddikim, that you do the right thing. We're talking about that they were already over Avera. They all had Avodah Zarah under doors, behind the doors. They were hiding the Avodah Zarah. The cherev leisaver baritzachem. My cherev? Ilem cherev shenish shalom, invoksim the sadi shalom baritz. Can't be. He made his, he's making his own cheshbon. He didn't ask the Navi. Had he asked the Navi told him, you're wrong. It doesn't apply today. Klal Yisrael is bad. But he didn't know it. She says, it can't be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to allow a real war. So then, what does it mean? I'm not going to allow the cherev? Even the sword of Parai and his army just going through, trying to get to another country. He didn't realize that his generation were full of Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, as he was dying, he saw that his lips are moving. Maybe he's upset at HaKadosh Baruch Hu for killing him, and he's saying something not proper. He bent down. He was saying, Hashem is 100% right for killing me. I deserve to die for not listening, for not going to Yirmiyo. Omar Tzadik Hashem. Kifiu Morisi, that's what he said. Tzadik is Hashem is a tzadik. Kifiu Morisi, I didn't listen to him. Posach aleya ishato, and Yirmiyo said, Ruach apeinu, the breath from our nose, Mashiach Hashem. So there's a story in the Mishnah that the skene went down when they saw that there was a wind that came by and was destroying the crop, even if it's the size of the opening of an oven. Ibailu, kimeloi tanur tvua. Doesn't mean how much was destroyed. Like a full oven full of wheat. Oidilma kimeloi tanur pas. Or maybe less. Maybe just an oven full of bread. So this is how they used to do the bread back in the day. You could still see it in Yerushalayim in different places. So does it mean this amount, so I don't know how much that is, but it's definitely not as much as this entire tanur, let's say this is a tanur, full of wheat. That's a lot more. Toshma. Kimloi pi tanur. It says, kimloi pi tanur, the top. Now, it has to be that it can't be wheat. You can't put wheat on the top, but you could put dough to cover the top. So mela means the bread. Vadai tibarlo. Does it mean that he covered the entire tanur? Or does it mean that he put enough bread around? Teiku.
Omar Ulo Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yoitzadai.
Maisu bolu zeiv mishnei tinoikos. By the way, that day that we said zeiv, and I told everybody that in Chicago I saw coyotes. They looked like zeivim. So Yosef and Zev from Chicago sent me a picture that day of a coyote right in front of his house, and they look similar to. It's the size of like a German Shepherd. It's a serious thing. This guy. They just have a very pointy, if you look over here, but it's the size, maybe even larger than a German Shepherd. Scary stuff. And here's another one that somebody sent me. This I couldn't believe. This is on CNN. Mamish, and it happened. Who sent it to me? Shmuel, I think Shmuel sent it to me. Listen to this name. It must be Jewish. Eli Boroditsky. No? Was driving his night shift last week on a narrow rural road in Manitoba, Canada, when his car hit what he thought was a dog streaking across the dark road. After he clipped the animal, it flew into a ditch on the shoulder. He parked and used a small flashlight to get a look. I thought it was a German Shepherd or a Husky, told CNN. I didn't think it was a wild animal. Anyways, he brings the animal into his car. It is amazing how docile it was. I was petting it, he said. So to protect it from predators at night, picked up the animal. Doesn't sound like your typical frum guy, but okay. He picks up this injured animal, puts him in his car, Zayande. Then he drives until his place in the cheese factory, Winnipeg. Co-worker went out and looked at the animal, delivered a big surprise. The dog, co-worker said, it's actually a coyote. Here it is, in the back seat of his car. Pelle de Kazakh. Okay. Anyway, so this Zev, this coyote guy, Eli Boroditsky, saving coyotes. In his back seat of his car. Good thing his little kid wasn't in the car seat next to it or something. All right. Talk to Gemara. Omar, the story that the wolves ate two children. And they went to the bathroom. The children were completely, what's the word?
In one piece.
No, it went through the whole system. They were digested. Now, they say it wasn't mamish in one piece. It can't be because there's different problems. We had a gemara with if a fish swallows a fish, if a kosher fish swallows a tame fish, it's tame. Even though, but they say maybe not because over here it came out, so it's completely digested. There's still some basar there. There's still some atzamos. So the chacham said that the flesh of the baby is not metama, because since it was in the wolf for 3 days, then it was completely digested. It might look like flesh, but it's not really flesh halachically. However, the bones are metama tumo. If the goyim, they surround the city, or there's a river about to take over, or a ship with people on it that's about to go down, or the goyim are chasing somebody, or ibnei listin, or ibnei ruach ra. So the ruach ra, we know, is like a shed, meaning like a mental illness that causes somebody to do terrible things to himself. Akulon yachid rashad l'sagav sazmi b'tainas. So a person, an individual, could he's allowed to. And Taisus points out that we're talking about over here that it's very bad for the person to fast. He's a weak person, a fast will do him bad. But because it's such a tzara, he's permitted to fast. Very interesting. If you are going to fast, and then you're going to need help from other people, what are other people going to say? Who told you to put yourself in that position? You're committing suicide. You're fasting when you shouldn't be fasting. Now all of a sudden you want us to help you? Go help yourself. Don't do that to yourself again, and we won't need to help you. Interesting. My time with Rabbi Yosi Dichsiv. Here we have another chiyuv. Besides, v'nishmart mo nefeshecha. Gemara says another thing. Nishama shenasati b'cha hachayel. This neshama, you have a chiyuv to make sure that it stays alive, and that you don't fast when you can't fast. Shimon atimni oimer aval adever. Even when there's a magefa, you could scream at Shabbos. Iboilu. They argued on it, on Shabbos you shouldn't, but during the weekday you could. Or perhaps they said, nothing, you never scream on the devil. Yochanan ben Pitoim, Talmid Rebbe Akiva, Meshum Rebbe Akiva Omer, Metrim Al Debe Kol Ikar. Why not? Why shouldn't you scream? Because if you scream during the week, Gzeira, you might come to scream during Shabbos. So since this Manda Omer, this Talmud of Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Chanan ben Pitoim, says that you don't scream the whole week, so L'chaira, Shimon HaTimni, will also hold like that. He holds the same kind of thing. They shouldn't scream on Shabbos. L'chaira, he also holds, you shouldn't scream during the week. Next sugya, called Tzor Shalei Tovei Ala Tzibetan Rabbanan, called Tzor Shalei Tovei Ala Tzibetan Rabbanan, Chutz Merevek Shomim. My time, when there's a tremendous amount of rain, you don't ask Hashem to stop it. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Lefi Shei Mispalim Aroi V'Hatoiva. Unbelievable. A guy, he can't help it. It's just, the money is coming in. It's so much money that his wife is going crazy and he's shopping. You see these guys that win the lottery. This guy commits suicide, and this guy got robbed, and this guy this. They don't let. So he tells Hashem, it's too much for me. All I want is 100 million. 400, I don't. 400 is way too much. Stop. You don't say stop on a taiva. It's that you don't do. It's a taiva. Cash is good. So too much cash? No. You'll have to learn how to deal with it. Rain is a bracha. Too much rain? You don't dive into stop. Good. So you say, at least in Eretz Yisrael. Lefi she'ei mispalm aroi v'atoiva. You don't daven to stop a good thing. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nayan she'ei mispalm aroi v'atoiva. How do you know? She'nem arviu is called maser el beis. And then, what does the rest of the pasuk say? The famous pasuk, Yevdach lochem, ezaru v'zashomayim, v'arikoyz lochem brocho, ad b'li dai. Well, we're saying it already within the last 30 days. Say it, Yotza. Ad b'li dai. Ma yad b'li dai. Oh, my Rabbi Bar Yu. What's the gear saying? Rami Bar Rav Yu. Oh, Rami Chama v'chinam Rav. Okay. Yud. Ad sheyivlo sifseichem miloimar dai. Until your lips will be so sore from saying dai. Oh, my Rabbi Bar Rav Yud. But where the rain is devastating in Chutz La'aretz, then we do scream out. The Anshei Mishmar, what are the Anshei Mishmar, Rabbi Isai? The people working in the Beis HaMikdash, they're on standby in the Beis HaMikdash. They send to the Anshei Maimod. What are the Anshei Maimod? The Yisraelim that represent Klai Yisrael. And they say, "Tnu enechem ba'achichem shibagoylo shelo yia b'teim kivrayim." Make sure that the rain doesn't destroy them; they don't get buried in the rain. So you see that you're supposed to daven for stopping in galus. You ask that should stop. In not in galus, the chutzlar. Shal is Rabbi Eliezer. Adichin shom yardim ispalu shelo yardim. Where do you in Eretz Yisrael? Where do you? To what's the point? Omalem kedei shiyavet adam mekaren ofel. You see that giant thing over there, that tall thing over there? When you stand on top of that and the water reaches that level where you could put your foot in it, in other words, it'll never happen because it's like 300 feet up in the air. That's when you stop. Bikitsu never. Votanya Yodov over there, it says another place, his hands, not his feet. Ragl ki Yodov coming. Bikitsu, it's the same thing. If you bend down, you reach with your hands. If you don't bend down, it's with your feet. It's the same. It never happened. Omar Rav Chana Lidi Chazili Keren Ofel, and he says, I saw this Keren Ofel. They call out, you know, when you're like in a plane and you look down and you see like a truck on a highway and it looks like a little tiny thing. That's what he saw. The Kama Utayo Kirochiv Gamlo. I saw this Arab guy on a camel. Venoked Rum Chobiade. Yeah, this thing, a sword. Mischazi Iniva. He looked like a little worm. Okay. That's how tall. So the kids are, it's never going to rain that many feet. And if it does, then don't worry about it. Not that much rain. Not that there's no rain. It should be perfect. And its time means in the right amount also. If it's too much, it's no good for the land. These are times when people don't go out of their house Tuesday night and Friday night. That's how large the wheat was. Va'adoshim kedim reizov v'tzarim dugma ledoyrois, and they put aside a sample. The idea kama ched goyrim. That's why we have smaller weed and smaller everything, because the ched shenem avniseichem hitu eilu v'chatiseichem mora toiv mikem at kai raboisai a gavaldik avoch. We'll see you tomorrow at 7:15. Shachris tomorrow. The first minyan, by the way, is a little earlier because of Rosh Chodesh. 6:15, right? Gute Woche.